Hello.
Hi, is this John?
Yeah, can you give me 1 second? I'm finishing up my call real quick.
Sure, no problem.
All right, you there?
Yeah, I am. So this is Paul from Local Splash giving you a call back, and I apologize for taking a little bit of time to call you, but as soon as I opened up your website and I saw the Generac picture, I'm like, well, let me get rid of that first, and then
I
got a little sidetracked, to be honest with you, talking to the supervisor of that department, making sure that he got down to the bottom of that, find out who was the one who actually worked on your website, and to have a serious talk with him. You know, he's a big football fan, and I says, look, man, that's like making you wear the jersey of your rival's team right there. That's just unforgivable. So we got that
squared
away.
I looked at that, and I didn't mean to freak out on whoever I got
I did. When I opened that up, I'm like, what the – you know?
Yeah, I just lost my shit. I'm like...
like, if it was a joke, it would almost be funny in a cruel way, but, I mean, it was... When I first saw that, I thought, wow, okay, let me fix that before I call him, and then, like I said, I wanted to find out exactly how that happened or what happened, and...
Yeah.
The supervisor talks to the person that did it. Do you have any photos of Cummins generators, or, I mean, we can try and find those on stock photos too.
And I told the lady, I had a really nice phone call. I spent about an hour on the phone with her earlier today. I will have pictures of Cummins generators in the next probably 3 weeks. Our first unit actually hit the ground Friday. We're putting transfer switch in for it. I'm putting that in Wednesday, and then we're setting the actual unit probably about 2 weeks from now.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, we can use any photos you're able to send us now or in the future. And like I said, I'm glad that you wanted to talk to me directly. As soon as I opened up your website, it says, well, let's fix this, nip it at the bud, and make sure none of this ever happens again. It is, you know, a couple of different departments that sometimes there's a, you know, lost in translation thing that apparently happened here. The left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing, it looked like.
And that was the problem, and what I told you is Generac is so damn good at advertising.
Oh my goodness, right. I mean, when you do a search, that's what you see.
Yeah, they hear generator, they think Generac. And that's why I was so specific with you and the other people I talked about that, look, this is not Generac. This is top of the line.
Exactly.
This is Cummins.
Exactly.
We're the number two generator dealer in the country. We're number one in the RV.
Uh-huh.
We've got to stand out here.
Yeah. And that you know, I copy and pasted my notes that say specifically almost exactly what you said, how important the branding of Cummins is, the quality, the reputation. And then I sent it over to the supervisor over there, and he's like, I know, and I'm sorry. So, like I said, the first thing we did was we removed that photo, and we'll try to replace it by the end of the day with something more specific to Cummins. But like I said, definitely, as you get new photos, just keep sending them our way. There's like 14 or 15 more slots that we can put photos or videos. If you've got any videos and you want videos on your website, we can put those videos on the site as well.
Yeah, I literally just have not been able to work on it today.
That's okay. Yeah, not a problem. Yeah. Sometimes they get something put together just to get it out to the customer and get some feedback so we can work on it. We fully expect to make changes and things like that, but that was kind of a glaring misstep over there on that end. So, like I said, part of why it took me so long to get back to calling you was I wanted to get to the bottom of that.
No,
sure
I just really appreciate
it. That's why
I asked to speak to you, because I knew you would get it taken care of. And I'm like, look, yeah, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to Paul.
Yeah.
He knows the situation. He's aware of the importance of getting the branding right. Because without that, it's nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point of it. Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point of it, is to do it the right way for you. So, like I said, we've got that fixed, at least, got the bad part of it gone, and let's see if we can put some more good on top of what we've already got going there. But like I said, I appreciate you calling back, and feel free to reach back out to me all the time. I am almost always on the phone. I was on the phone when you called in, which is why I didn't get directly transferred over. But like I said, that gave me the opportunity to get things fixed before I gave you a call. But please do keep in contact with us.
Yeah, and I do appreciate it. I was pretty happy this morning with the phone call I had with y'all. And
oh, good. I'm glad to hear that, too.
Everything. So.
Yeah. All righty. Well, John, I appreciate speaking with you again, and you have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Do appreciate it, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Brinkman. Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right.